Blog Talk Radio.
The world is a vampire. That's a drain.
Secret destroyer.
Hold you up to the flame. And what do I get? For my pain. Betray desire. And I.
To another edition of iMac with your host, me, McCorley, and my co-host on the other line, as usual, William Willie Boy Ramo. What's up, Will?
Hey, what's up, Mac? What's up, people? How you all doing?
Yep. Welcome to Saturday night, another edition on this January 11th, 2014 date. As usual, we'll talk about some entertainment news, talk about a little bit about the Dennis Rodman situation that happened earlier this week. With him going to North Korea, talk about Bigfoot finally being killed.
I thought you were going to fight Brock Lesnar.
Not Big Show.
I know. I'm just playing around.
But yeah, we're also going to talk about the WWE big announcement this past week. What else? Oh yeah, and last week I was counting down the 13 most perverted sex deaths. So tonight I'm going to finish counting down the final three deaths that I didn't get to finish off from last time. So I'll go ahead and count that down. So. And, yeah, anything else, that we have on our minds, we'll discuss. And if you guys want to call in, you can call the number to the show. Right now, I don't have the phone number in front of me, but just go to the Blog Talk Radio page. The phone number's on there. And give us a call if you have any feedback or any opinions on anything that we're talking about tonight. So, yeah, man, so let's get it started. The Dennis Rodman fiasco that happened this week. With him going on a tirade on CNN with Chris Cuomo, was it?
Mm-hmm. Right, it was.
And Dennis Rodman, he's become like the best friend of Kim Jong-il Jr.
Kim Jong-un or something like that?
Kim Jong-un, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
And like, he's like buddy-buddy from now, He's defending the guy and, he's... It's like every few months he's going back to North Korea for something.
I know. And this guy, Kim Jong-un and his late father, they've been plotting to, drop bombs on America.
Yeah. But
somehow Dennis Rodman is still buddies with a guy who wants to wipe out his whole country, out of existence. Maybe Dennis Rodman thinks, if, God forbid, if North Korea is successful, maybe the bomb is just going to somehow, not affect them somehow, or he's going to be in North Korea when this goes down. I don't know what the heck is his reasoning, but what's your thoughts on that?
Well, I don't know what Dennis Rodman is thinking in his mind. For some reason he thinks he's some kind of ambassador for the U.S., even though the U.S. State Department has no affiliation with what he's doing. Even the NBA doesn't even support what he's doing right now. He gathered a group of ex-NBA players to go to North Korea and play like a celebrity basketball game for the birthday of Kim Jong-un,
mm-hmm.
And I heard that, Rodman sang happy birthday for him and everything. He's acting like this guy is our president. Dennis Rodman forget that he was born here in the U.S.?
Yeah, well, he said that's his best friend. I don't know how they met. I don't know when or how they met and how they're best friends all of a sudden, both of them, in different parts of the world. It's not like he could just grab a car and see him, or I don't know. I don't even know what to say about this story.
Dennis Rodman is so delusional. If he committed a crime in North Korea, does he think he would receive a pardon for that?
I don't think so.
I think they would treat him just like any other citizen in their country.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're holding that American citizen, Kenneth Bay, as a prisoner. And, Dennis Rodman couldn't even explain why the guy is in prison.
Exactly. From what we know about the guy is a Christian missionary who's trying to get the gospel, because North Korea is an atheist nation. So basically, to our knowledge, he's arrested because of his faith. North Korea hasn't revealed any reason why they're holding him. It just seems like the only reason why the guy's being persecuted is because he's Christian.
And you have Dennis Rodman here who could have, at least done something, could have talked to North Korea about maybe releasing Kenneth Bay, but Dennis Rodman wants to distance himself and wants to make it seem like Kenneth Bay did something wrong.
Yeah, he was hinting like he did something wrong. I'm like...
Man, let me just play the audio, because the whole tirade itself on CNN was... laughable.
You do have a relationship with this man. You've said it many times. We've seen it demonstrated for whatever reason. Are you going to take an opportunity, if you get it, to speak up for the family of Kenneth Bay and to say, let us know why this man is being held, that this is wrong, that he is sick? If you can help Dennis, will you take the opportunity?
Watch this. The one thing about politics, Kenneth Bay did one thing. If you understand, if you understand what Kenneth Bay did, do you understand what he did?
What did he do? You
in
tell
this
me.
Country.
You tell me. What did he do?
No. You tell me. You tell me. Why is he held captive?
They haven't released any charges. They haven't released. They haven't released any reasons.
Let me do this. I would love to speak on this.
Go ahead.
You know, you got 10 guys here. 10 guys here that have left their families, left their damn families to help this country as a sports venture. Got 10 guys, all these guys here. Do anyone understand that?
We do, and we appreciate that, and we wish them well with cultural exchange.
No. I'm just saying, I'm going to rat ass what the hell you think. I'm saying to you, look at these guys here. Look at them.
Yeah, but Dennis, don't put it on them. Don't use them as an excuse for the behavior that you're putting on yourself.
They came here.
You just basically were saying that Kenneth Bay did something wrong. We don't even know what the charges are. Don't use these guys as a shield for you, Dennis.
Listen.
Ain't no shield. I got it. Let me do this. Really? I'm going to tell you one thing. People around the world, I'm going to do one thing. Your guy behind the mic right now, we are the guys here doing one thing. We have to go back to America and take the abuse. Do you have to take the abuse? What we going to take? Do you, sir? Let me know. Are you going to take that bitch? We're going to get it. But guess what, Joe? One day, this door is going to open.
So there's Dennis Rodman during his tirade during that whole CNN interview. And, you know, now he's come out and apologized, saying that, you know, he was drinking and that, you know.
I think that dude thought he was on WCW from back in the days.
He sounded like Muscle Man.
He was cutting a promo. Wait, let me see. Who was he allied with back in the day? He was allied with, who was it, DDP? Oh, no, it was Hogan, I think.
Yeah, it was DDP.
It was DDP. And who was against
him? I think it was first was Hogan and then DDP later. Because he wrestled twice in WCW. But...
My goodness, it looked like a WWE promo for real, son. He's like, look at these guys, man. The only thing you need to do is Hulk up, man. He's like, look at these guys, brother. They're jacked up dudes. I mean, this guy was like, I mean, if it wasn't for, you know, Kenneth Bay, you know, situation, I mean, the whole situation would have been comical.
And, like, when you watch that interview, like, you'll see, like, those NBA players sitting by him are like, what the hell did we get ourselves into, man?
Exactly. Well, they should have thought about that before they took the trip. I don't know. You know, if Dennis Rodman would ask you to go on this trip, what would you have done? What would you have said?
No.
Me too. Exactly. I would have been like, no. Okay, I appreciate you thinking of me, but I'm not going. Sorry, I'm not going to go. There's no amount of money that's going to make me go over there and help another team, which is a team that I don't know if they're even going to qualify for the Olympics in the near future. I don't even know if they even play. And he's basically teaching them how to play the game so that one day, I don't know, maybe if they finally actually get good, they could beat us. I mean, what is the whole point of this other than seeing his friend and celebrating his friend's birthday? I don't see.
Only Dennis Rodman. Only Dennis Rodman.
I guess only Dennis Rodman knows. I mean, was this supposed to make the guy not want to hate us or something? I mean,
I don't know, man.
I don't know what this whole trip was supposed to accomplish.
He says it's going to bring some kind of cultural embrace of, you know, North Korea. And I don't know. I don't know what's in Dennis Rodman's mind. And no one knows. For 20 years,
we couldn't figure out what was in his mind. So
yeah, and he's done some, he did a lot of stuff on and off the field that makes you kind of scratch your head a bit. But this North Korea saga, I mean, this is right up there at the top.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. And another thing, there's rumors. I mean, I'm guessing this is. It seems like it's confirmed that Kim Jong Un killed his uncle.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if you heard. He apparently like beat him, tortured him, and after he literally fed him to dogs.
Yeah, he executed his own uncle.
Yeah.
Which is because what I heard is that his uncle was using up all the state's money for personal use and getting away with a lot of stuff that he shouldn't have been doing. So that's why they had to execute him. But, damn, I mean, that's your uncle, man. That's cold-blooded.
That's crazy. I mean, it's cold-blooded, period. Let alone your uncle. Goodness.
Crazy.
There's rumors that he might have did something to his aunt. I mean, I don't know if it's the guy's wife or whatnot. I don't know. I don't know if that part is true, but, I mean, when there's smoke, there's fire.
It's cold-blooded, man.
It is. I mean, what else can you say?
Yeah, well, nothing else on that.
I mean, if you could do that to your family, I mean, what is Aaron Sherman thinking? I mean, blood is thicker than water, or blood is thicker than NBA basketball or whatever. I mean, if you could do that to his uncle, I mean, what is Dennis Sherman thinking? What is he thinking?
Oh, he's crazy. That's all I got to say.
I mean, he's Dennis Schrodman, I know that, but, I mean, come on. But
he's crazy, but got to move on here because I don't want to stick on this topic for too long.
Yeah.
From one crazy dude to another, there's a guy in Las Vegas who claims he's killed.
Repeat that?
There's a guy in Las Vegas, he claims to have killed the first Bigfoot. And the guy's name is Rick Dyer, and last year, in September of 2012, he revealed to the world that he killed Bigfoot, and people wanted to see pictures of this, and he's now releasing photos of Bigfoot's dead body, which looks like a prop out of some kind of science fiction movie or something, because a lot of people are questioning, you know, these photos, but he says on February 9th, he will reveal the body in a press conference. So if this is legit, then maybe Bigfoot was real. Maybe Bigfoot was not a myth after all. I mean, you've heard for years, you know, there's been, you know, stories of Bigfoot and people hunting him down. But now this guy, you know, saying that, you know, he's killed a body. A Bigfoot, and he's going to present it on February 9th. So we're going to see on that day whether this is a hoax or not. But I'm thinking the guy is crazy.
I don't believe this story at all.
Because the guy, he actually had a hoax before this.
Oh, really?
He had a hoax before this, and he said this time he killed Bigfoot to get redemption. It's like Red Dead Redemption.
My goodness, man. Wait, let me get this straight. This guy had a Bigfoot hoax before, right?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? And now
right.
He's saying he really did it now this time.
Yeah, this time he really did it. He killed Bigfoot, and he's going to reveal the body on February 9th on a press conference.
Unbelievable.
Crazy, right?
Unbelievable.
I mean, what is the world coming to nowadays with these kinds of stories, man?
I don't know, man.
If this is true, then we're going to have to question, like, what else is out there? Like, I mean, are there just creatures out there walking around all over the place?
I doubt it, but, I mean, who knows? I mean, there's a lot of crazy stuff
going on. Let's see on February 9th what happens.
And why don't he just present it now? Why is the big hold up from waiting to do this?
It's like he has a WWE announcement.
This is on the CES thing. And show it. What's the big? Why is the hold up? I mean, if this is what really happened, why don't he just show it?
I think the man's crazy, man.
This is a hoax, man. I mean,
yeah, it probably is. I mean, he's done it before, so. He's done it before. He's probably doing it again. Then we're going to hear, oh, someone stole the money.
Exactly. That's exactly what he's waiting for. He's waiting for a backup plan to say, oh, you know, someone took it or something like that. Or maybe it resurrected and it left. I don't know.
Watch.
There's going to be some excuse.
Watch. Crazy stuff, man. So from that crazy announcement, going to another big announcement, WWE this past week announced that they're unleashing or they're unveiling their new network, which is going to be online. Mm-hmm. And this new network that they're going to have is going to have all 12 WWE pay-per-view events.
Oh, yeah. Including WrestleMania.
Including WrestleMania. They're going to have their own exclusive show called WrestleMania Rewind and the Monday Night War. And they're going to air
Legend
NXT
House.
Superstars.
The Legend House.
The Legend House, right?
Or Legends House, I should say.
The Legends House. What else? Oh, yeah, and most of all, they're going to have their whole library, most of their library, on demand for streaming, like Netflix almost.
Yeah, I mean, that's really cool.
And it's for the price of, get this, $9.99 per month.
Per month. I mean, that is a steal of a deal right there.
Sign me up right now.
That is a great deal.
That is.
Just wish it was on TV.
That is, man.
That's awesome.
That is. That's going to be great for hardcore wrestling fans.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, instead of paying $60 a month to watch a pay-per-view event, you could just pay $10 per month, and you can watch any event anytime you want.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, that gives you another option other than DVDs and Blu-ray. I mean, I'm more of a physical copy type of person, but it's nice, you know, if you're not sure if you should get this DVD or not, or Blu-ray, just check it out and you know, make your decision there. I mean, this is
Exactly.
So what's going to happen with Raw and SmackDown? Are they eventually going to go to the network, or are they going to still stay on, you know, their respective networks?
They're still going to air on cable. Encore presentation will air on WWE Network.
Oh, that's great. That's really a great idea.
It is, man. A lot of fans are excited about this, but you know, the cable providers and you know the cable providers like DirecTV is not happy because they have WWE on demand right now, and if WWE is going to be having their own live streaming, then DirecTV is probably going to have to cut ties with them because they're going to lose money because of that.
Right.
So, and also, you know, the cable providers that offer pay-per-view, they're not going to be happy with this also because they're going to lose a lot of money because of this.
Oh, yeah. WWE provides a lot of money, especially the WrestleMania, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a smart move because, I mean, WWE is actually making more money in their own pockets now.
Exactly.
So, smart move. You know, it's a lot of excitement going on right now. We'll see what happens when the network is launched on the 24th of February.
And that is huge. That is major news right there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's the smartest idea they've had since the Ruthless Aggression era. Probably.
Yeah. Yep. I agree.
This is awesome.
Yeah, this is the new generation.
This is the new generation.
New generation. Yeah, man. It's sign me up. I mean, I'm paying $8 right now for my Netflix. Another $10 for streaming. Yeah, why not? You know. Sign me up.
That is a great idea right there.
Man.
That is really cool.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait, man. It's going to be great.
But I wonder, you know, with the WWE Network, are they going to, you know, do editing like they do, you know, like if you're watching an old school thing, will they edit out some stuff, you know, or will they just air it as it was, you know?
Yeah, we'll have to see. We'll have to see what happens. But that's a good question.
I assume they're, you know, they're going to do some editing because WWE likes to, you know, edit stuff out, whether it's music or whatever. But I would assume they should still be able to you know, have it without editing. It's like when you put stuff in, like, DVDs or other stuff like that, you know, other physical copies, it's like, you know, a lot of these companies like to edit out stuff for licensing stuff, reasonings.
Right.
I'm assuming if it's streaming, you know, it's like, I guess, streaming it on TV. I assume they don't have to edit it if they don't want to, but we'll see,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, we'll see. I'll be interested to see. February 24th is when I launch.
Are you gonna get on launch date?
Yeah, hell yeah. I'm going to get it. I mean, for $10 a month, I mean, yeah. I mean, that's not that much.
Yeah.
Why not, you know? You?
For $10, I mean, yeah, I don't know if I'm going to get on the same exact day one, but yeah, I definitely would love to get it, you know, before WrestleMania. That'd be really cool.
Oh, yeah. And,
kudos to WWE. I
mean, huh? What was that?
No, I said kudos to WWE.
Yeah, it's a smart idea. Like I said, you know, they're going to make a lot of money. And they're get a lot of fans, a lot of hardcore fans are going to sign up. So WWE's going to be making, they're going to benefit profitably from this. This, I think, is going to be a major success.
Yeah, it will be.
Now, we'll have how many minutes? Not that many minutes. Okay, so I'm going to count down, finish the countdown of the craziest perverted deaths of all time from last week.
Right.
And before I go into that, here's a show that they were giving you tonight, right an hour before the show started, called Sex Sent Me to the ER. It was on TLC.
Mm.
Basically, it's a weekend series on TLC that documents real-life stories of people who've, you know, performed sexual acts that have sent them to the emergency room.
Right.
And there's this, the episode last week, there's a woman who was rushed to the hospital after a 3-hour orgasm.
Oh my God.
Listen to this.
I started hopping up and down to see if that would do anything. There was nothing we could come up with to get me to stop orgasming.
Try this.
So I started trying to drink wine to see if that would calm down my system. I tried just about every possible thing I could do to stop having an orgasm.
Babe, we need to get you to the ER.
Coming in the door in a full orgasm. Oh, oh.
Are you okay? Are you going to labor?
I was not going to tell them what I was there for until they brought me back and admitted me. So they instantly admitted me.
Take her back to Bay 5. I'll have a doctor there immediately. Sir, you can take a seat. We'll take care of her. I'll get your information in a moment.
You know, as much of a relief as it was to have her in the hospital, now there were eyes on me and I was still feeling very, you know, tense and uptight and uncertain about what was going on and what was going to happen.
All right, Liz, can you tell me the level of pain that you're experiencing from 0 through 10?
0.
Okay.
You're going to remember this day for the rest of your life.
You got that right.
So a woman was rushed to the ER. She couldn't stop having orgasms. Her boyfriend tried to give her a wine, and she tried jumping up, but nothing was working. So, but they finally, I guess, gave her some drug and made her stop, calm her down. So, but it's crazy how people, like, either get injured or kill themselves by a sexual act. I mean, it's crazy, man.
It is.
So, so I'm going to finish counting down this list that I started last week, and there's only three left on that list. So let me start with the number 11. A man dies or died while trying to sexually assault an elderly woman. A guy, he was riding on his bicycle on his way to rape a 77-year-old woman at her house. And I guess when he got to the house and he knocked on her door, he pulled out a knife. When he was about to rape her, he said he didn't do it. And he,
repeat that part. Your phone kind of broke up a bit.
You hear me?
I hear you now.
Okay, so I said that the guy was on his way to a 77-year-old woman's house to rape her.
Mm-hmm.
And when he got to the house, he knocked on her door. She opened the door, and he pulled out a knife. And then all of a sudden he says he wasn't feeling well. And then he ended up collapsing to the ground, and I guess he died from some kind of cardiac arrest before he even got a chance to actually sexually assault her. And he ended up dying. Well, I mean, this story, at least this story, he didn't die from any kind of sexual act. He died, you know, before he could do anything, you know. So, but it was still perverted. It's still a perverted story because, you know, he was going to, you know, rape this poor little lady.
Yeah.
But karma's a bitch. I mean, karma got him back, you know. Ended up dying to his death before he could even do anything. So that's number 11. Now, number 12, a bear owner chokes to death on a dildo.
Oh, my God.
So, so get this. An exotic bear owner tied himself to a bed with handcuffs, padlocks, chains, and a gimp mask. And they found him dead. With the dildo and it's stuck lodged in his throat.
Oh my God.
So I don't know what the hell he was trying to do there, but that sounds like that was some kinky stuff, man. Like, I don't know how, like, I don't know what people are thinking, like, when they do these things. Like,
they're not.
Anyway, number 13, this is the last one. A British motor racing chief died after having intense sexual intercourse with a woman who prided herself as Europe's most perverted dominatrix. And I guess this dominatrix must have done some really vile and some intense stuff to him because he ended up dying in a shower cubicle, and they found him gagged and bound and wearing a gimp mask, unconscious. So he died from that. Guess he couldn't take all the pain and all the submissiveness that this dominatrix was handing to him. So that all that S&M ended up killing him. So that's number 13, and that's the final one.
Wow,
so,
what a
crazy man. These stories are out of control.
That's the worst one you've ever done. Easily.
Well, guess what? I'm going to redeem my list. With 3 weeks, we got the Super Babe Bowl coming up.
All right, good.
So, hey, if you guys know any hot-looking woman that's out right now, any hot celebrities that you can think of, you know, message me on Block Talk Radio, and I'll consider them for the female Super Babe Bowl coming up in a few weeks here. And Will, you can also give me ideas. I know you're always texting me with some hot female celebrities to look at, so give me some ideas if you can think of any. Last year, Kate Upton won it last year, right?
I think so. Oh, it's I forgot.
Yeah, so she's going to be looking to Yeah, she did. She did win it, right? Because she beat Jennifer Lawrence, I think. Didn't she?
The Super Bowl or the tournament one?
The Super Bay Bowl.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Right.
Yeah, because she beat Jennifer Lawrence in the tournament you're talking about. That was for March Madness, I think.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
Kate
Upton won last year, so she's going to look to defend it this year again.
Exactly.
And, yeah, I mean, you got to give her the top spot right now in a tournament because she is the defending champion. And really, if you think about it, I mean, she's still one of the hottest, if not the hottest female celebrity right now that I can think of. You know?
No doubt.
So we'll see what happens during that Super Bay Bowl in 3 weeks.
And get your popcorn ready, folks.
Get your popcorn ready. And your penis is hard. Anyway, well, you got any last words?
You know, check out my show, Sports Urban Legend. It returns 6 p.m. on Sundays. And, of course, always come back on Saturdays, 11 p.m. Check out iMac.
Yes, sir. Check out iMac here on Blog Talk Radio. Same time, same place. Saturdays at 11. We'll see you next week. Peace.